Welcome, BBS people. This is Marilyn. I'm waiting for Wynn and Terry, welcoming people on our conference call line. We are pleased that you're joining us, and hang in there and listen to all of the people joining us. We're just chit-chatting away here as we wait for Wynn and Terry. But welcome, and thanks for listening in.
Now, Marilyn, where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
Oh,
you're from Michigan.
You're near Aaron's neck of the woods.
Yep. Where's Aaron?
Wisconsin.
Yes. Where in
I can
Wisconsin?
See you across the lake. I can see you waving right now. You're flicking your house lights on and off.
I am, as you know. And you have a cowboy hat on.
That's right. That's all I have on.
Good evening. Welcome to Monday's conference call. Please state your name and your city.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry. Welcome.
Terry.
Hi. Hey, thank you. Hi, everybody.
We have Aaron in Wisconsin, and he has a cowboy hat on and nothing else.
She's remote viewing me.
Yeah, and I've been watching him across the way. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
It's Marilyn from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome.
Hi, Marilyn.
It's Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hi there, everybody.
I don't think I'll repeat that, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
I knew Terry would appreciate it.
Yeah, that was funny.
She's probably watching you like I am.
Yeah, she's got that higher source.
Exactly.
She can cheat.
Good evening. Welcome to Monday's conference call. Please state your name and your city. Only if you want to.
How far inland are you, Marilyn?
I'm north of Detroit, about 40 miles.
Okay.
Between, do you know where Pontiac is?
Yeah.
I'm north of Pontiac, but I'm not to Flint. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Colleen.
Welcome, Don. It's Marilyn, but welcome.
Oh, hi, Marilyn.
And there was another caller. Please state your name and your city.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Marilyn.
This is Marilyn in Michigan.
Marilyn. Thank you.
Everywhere.
Hi, everybody.
All the Marylands are here now.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
All right.
Wynn just sent out the email, and so he says, the Elohim have told us in the past that that a division of them is responsible for what Christians have labeled grace. We're going to learn how it works and how to invoke it.
Great. Sounds good.
That was one of my favorite chapters in the book.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite channelings. We were surprised when it came in.
What year was that? Do you remember?
It was a while back.
Here he comes.
Is that Wynn?
Wynn is coming, yep.
All right.
There he is. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
Oh, hi. Morgan in California.
Hello,
hi, Morgan.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
How is everyone?
Good.
We're good.
Excellent.
I got to tell her,
I had a mouthful of peanuts right now. Sorry.
I got to tell her, Erin. She'll appreciate it, too. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
Hi, this is Deb from Pine, Oregon.
I'm sorry I didn't get that. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
Hey, good evening. It's Eric in Santa Fe.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Hello, Wynn.
Hey.
Now I can hear you.
Is Terry there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're not ready, so let's start.
Oh, okay.
We're never ready. It has to be the Elohim that's ready.
never ready batteries, huh?
And EVS is on board, so we're all set.
All right, so let me mute everybody.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is February 8th, 2016. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everyone everywhere. And, you know, I decided yesterday, let me get rid of those dings there. Hang on a second. Hang on. Do you know how to do that, Marilyn?
Thank you, Wynn. I have an email of that, but I don't know offhand.
So that's all right. I just did it. Okay. We were doing our Sunday call yesterday, and I decided to do a call tonight on the concept of grace. And for those of you that read the Creator God book, and it's actually called The Creator Gods of the Physical Universe, Want to Talk to You, there was a section in there on grace. And I remember when we did that section, you've got to remember that when this was all starting, I had no idea whether to believe who they were or not. I was skeptical. I said, maybe something negative is trying to take me over, okay? And at a certain point, with Terry, I asked all these questions about, well, I said, if they are who they say they are, I mean, if it's possible they are who they say they are, let me ask questions and gauge a little bit by the answers, asking questions that only they could answer. And I had no idea what they were going to say. I had no idea it was going to turn into the book I give away. And so there were a lot of things in that book, which how miracles happen, how the universe was created, all this stuff. And I think one of the most amazing sessions I had in that period was regarding the concept of grace. And grace, I sent on the email today. Let me see if I see the email. I looked up.
It's here.
I got it. Here is a couple of definitions from grace, about grace. Now, of course, we're not talking about grace like graceful. That's a subset of definition. We're talking about grace as it's used in religion. And so I sent this out today. Grace, from the Greek New Testament word charis, is God's unmerited favor. Wow, that sounds like a cool thing, doesn't it? How do you get God's unmerited favor? it is a kindness from God that we don't deserve. I'm not sure that's true, but, you know, that's the way they defined it, okay? There is nothing we have done, nor can ever do, to earn this favor. It is a gift from God. Grace is divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration, rebirth, sanctification, a virtue coming from God, a state of sanctification enjoyed through divine favor. And Webster's New World College Dictionary provides this theological definition of grace: the unmerited love and favor of God towards human beings, divine influence acting in a person to make the person pure, morally strong, the condition of a person brought to God's favor through this influence, a special virtue gift or help given to a person by God. Okay? So now we were querying the Elohim, and they said there was a very high level of Elohim. Keep in mind that the other side is a complex place. It goes from the immediate space around us, where we have all kinds of astral entities, people that have died and are hanging out, and people that are ancestors that are hanging out, and we don't see any of it. But we are all connected. I would say, I believe we're all connected. Since I don't see it, I can't prove it, but I think all of us are connected to the other side all the time. And we can experience the connection through our intuitions, through feeling vibes. Somebody like Terry has the ability to feel the connection and in some way, shape, or form see things. And she seems to be able to see things that are close in and far out, okay? Or she can connect with things. You know, it's hard to understand this, but for those of you that are coming to our calls regularly, I'm sure you've started to get the feeling. Just as I have gotten the feeling, it's like I can't understand it in my mind, but I start to get the feeling, the intuitions of how it works. And then my experience is consistent with it. So this idea of grace is a very high level of Elohim. And I don't think, in general, we can see them. And they have the ability, this aspect of the Elohim has the ability to project energy into this realm, and cause adjustments in the physicality of this realm, and ending up looking like miracles, or looking like suddenly we can feel something that we can't. And that's kind of how they answered it in the Creator God book. Go back and look at it. And I thought it's not something we have talked about with them for a long time, and it would be a very good topic to go deeper into it. Every time we go into a topic at a later date, different things come up because all of your energies are more open. So I think that they can speak to that, and I can speak to that. For a long period of time, everyone, including me, was skeptical. And over time, we've come to a place where, You know, if it looks like, I forget that saying, it looks like a rose, if it smells like a rose, it feels like a rose, it's probably a rose. I think that's the saying. But in any case, if it's not, I just made one up and that'll work. Because I can't explain. They don't seem to want anything from us. They want to help us. They have a criteria. And if you looked at the Christian concept of grace, we were talking about getting God's favor. You know, if you go into the Old Testament, I believe, I'm not sure, it's probably in the New Testament too, there was an idea of having a covenant with God. In other words, you would make certain promises, and in order to get those things, something would happen positive for you. Like you could say, God, if I get better, if I'm not sick anymore, I'm going to help so many people.
Right.
And if you meant it, it would work. So that's a covenant. But it's, I don't know if it's a covenant with God. It's a covenant with yourself, or the part of yourself that's God. I don't think God, you know, we'll be talking to them. I don't think God wants covenants and wants to control you. But when you connect to the higher aspects of yourself, when you do that, then things happen that are phenomenal. And so Terry's not ready. Let me just make sure I hear her. Can I hear
yes,
you, Terry?
Yes, I'm here. Uh-huh, I'm here.
So what we're going to do now is mute everybody. Now let me find here where I want to go. Here we go. Everybody is muted. I started the recording. Okay. All right, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra On, and also with the, by special appearance, with the section of the Elohim called Grace. Do you have questions?
Well, I gave my own little opening introduction to the concept of grace, okay? And I read the Christian definition of it. How did Christianity come into the idea of grace compared to how the Elohim have explained grace to me?
Jesus was a proponent of grace. Jesus had access to grace and was able to utilize grace, the section of the Elohim of grace, to come in and part of
the thing that they did was to create miracles. So a miracle looks like something that couldn't happen to the general public in the third density. However, there are certain physical things that can be brought through and entered into the third density that create things that look like miracles, and it can be done by grace. Grace is not just one person. Grace is a team that works together and creates frequencies that are very, very high that can be applied to situations where there is a stuck, like a lock might be rusted and stuck, and the Elohim can come into a situation that is unmoving and looks like it will never move, and they can apply their high frequencies to this, and it is like WD-40 being applied to a lock and freeing it up. And as the Elohim section of grace bring in the very high frequencies, it can get in between the cracks and it can begin to break free the energies that need to be released so the situation can get moving again.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the internet definitions, it was talking about grace is being God's unmerited favor. It is kindness from God we don't deserve. It is a gift from God. Grace is divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration, a virtue coming from God, a state of sanctification enjoyed through divine favor. How do we get divine favor?
You ask for the resolution. You ask God for the help. You ask God for some way to move through a stuck situation, some way to provide relief when it looks like nothing can work and it, when one asks, and it doesn't have to be a formal asking, it can be a prayer, it can be a person seeking something. It doesn't have to be a formal asking. The intention needs to be there. And it brings in the impetus for grace to move into the situation and apply whatever is needed to be able to bring relief to the person. And the person may not even deserve it. But the strength of his prayer, the strength of his yearning and wanting is something that can affect this and unlock the keys and bring in grace to help people move through their most darkest moments. Grace provides a light. It brings a light into the darkness.
Thank you. Is the section of Elohim called grace the highest section of the Elohim?
It is. one of the highest, but it is not the highest, as there are intermediaries between the section of grace and the God force that can bring in further frequencies, further connection with all that is, and can, in a sense, liquefy the and bring into motion at the highest levels the tenets, the desires that have been translated upwards through the densities and wind up in the area of grace. It can go higher to the intermediaries that are working with God himself to bring in the maximum amount of light into a situation.
Thank you. We were talking about the idea of covenants with God that came from the Bible. Is that, were covenants something that was made up by men? Was it something that was made up by the Anunnaki who were playing gods? Or is there a higher significance to it that came from real positive forces?
Covenants is at a lower level and was made up by lower level forces and actual men who were existing in the other density realm, as their understanding of what the laws were and what people should follow. It is not exactly, it is an approximation. It is not exactly the way that, Elohim and higher work, but it is an approximation to try and get it into language form. Some covenants are mistakenly considered the only way something is supposed to be. However, if it needs fine-tuning, if it needs a bit of a change, the Elohim in its highest state are able to quickly move, and we do not follow a covenant. The covenants were devised from some of the higher ideas and actions, but it is an approximation and does not exactly, it is so fixed in time, a covenant is so fixed in time, and you might say we make it up as we go along here in the higher levels, but we do it to ethical standards and considering all of the factors in questions, all of the factors involved, and for the highest good, and so it is more flexible than a lower level covenant.
I used the example on Sunday, talking about some people are sick and they're ill, and sometimes they're supposed to learn something from their illness. For example, I use
the example... You mean if people are sick?
if people are sick, when someone is sick, I use the example of someone who was arrogant, and that through being disabled, it was requiring them to learn how to receive from other people. And if the person could grasp their arrogance, then it seemed that it would be more possible for a healing to happen. But if a person was going to get better and immediately become arrogant again, then perhaps a miracle of healing might be withheld. And could you comment on this process?
Yes. If an individual feels better than the others, feels that they have everything under control and the others don't, that they are better than the others, that they deserve more and that they're entitled for more than the others are, there tends to be a balancing, and they might find themselves falling and coming down to the level and having the things happen to them that have happened or are happening to the people that they feel superior to. It is a great leveling when one receives something, a blow or an incident that levels them to the level that they have felt superior to. And if they are wise, they can learn the lesson that if they are more fortunate than another and circumstances are moving very well, that this is very fortunate indeed. But if they are considering that this is making them superior to another and they're putting the other down or criticizing the other for not having what they have, then they are seeking a fall. They will receive, life will equal the playing board, and they can very easily receive a fall. Also, when their attention is drawn away from their duties and into the idea that they are greater or better or more worthy or more entitled, they are losing track of the facts that have built them, the building blocks that have put them where they are. And as they lose focus of that, they are open to a fall.
Thank you. And I used the example of feeling superior or being arrogant. There could be other human distortions aside from that, wanting to get revenge. When I get better, I'm going to get revenge on somebody. I would imagine that's not a very good thought to have for invoking a miracle or a healing.
No, this takes their focus away from the building, the network of attention that they need to focus on what is going on around them so that they can stay in tune. And if they get focused on revenge, then they may simply lose track of a number of factors that they need to keep track of to keep them, to keep their position viable.
So what is the extent of transformation that grace is, has the potential for?
First of all, it depends upon the individual and their openness and vulnerability to accept and receive and to be able to lean into the good change.
But how about, if we're talking about, for example, can the Earth be a receiver of grace? Planet Earth.
We look at planet Earth and see so many sectors, so many differences. So looking at planet Earth, focusing out and looking at the planet, it can be a receiver of grace, yes. The answer is yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got dropped off.
Okay, continue.
So the question was, and maybe you answered it, is the Earth eligible for grace?
Yes.
Can the Earth ask for grace?
Yes, the Earth can ask for grace. The Earth can ask for help and receive help from the other bodies in the solar system, from the sun, from the other larger bodies, from the center of the galaxy, from that galaxy. Yes, Earth can ask for help.
Does the Earth do this?
Yes.
Is the Earth aware of the Elohim?
In a dumbed-down way, they take it for granted. Earth takes it for granted and is able to connect and to know that we are looking at Earth at this time, at its energy spikes and its energy flows. And it is connected in a major way with the higher realms, with the other planets, with the other stars, and with the higher realms. It is a part parcel of it all.
Mm-hmm. So it's my understanding the Earth goes through a lot of pain as a result of the way it is hurt by humans in many, many different ways. Is that true?
Yes, it has many life forms on it, and the life forms go through extreme agony. For instance, when there is a forest fire, the Earth really feels it, and the change affects not only the trees, the ground that the fire has moved over, but the energy from that and the pain from the loss of life of the trees, of the biological, the bushes, the animals, the pain is felt at a very large range. It is felt further than one might imagine.
Does the Earth feel the individual pain of humans when they're suffering?
Yes. If they are suffering as a group, the Earth feels it more than if it is isolated cases of suffering. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Earth is somewhat passive. It's like, I'm conjecturing that. Unlike a human who can move around, walk around, make a phone call, do all this stuff, the Earth is somewhat passive as things are being done to it. And then probably the only thing the Earth can do is have an earthquake or something like that. Can you comment on that idea?
The Earth has its functions that it does, the orbits that it goes through, the tides, the effect of the magnetic field upon the Earth, and these are consistent over a range, and the Earth feels comforted when things stay within that range. However, if the range begins to be exceeded, the range of pressure, say, then the Earth becomes under pressure and is forced to release that pressure as best it can. The Earth systems operate within ranges, and when they exceed the range of comfortability, then the Earth begins to object and has to readjust its systems to incorporate the change.
Is the Earth paying close attention to the conversation we're having now, since we're talking about her?
The Earth has, we are on the Earth, and the Earth has, as us being a part of it, it is noted, it is memorized. It is put down in the skein of time. It is something that is a part of everything. It is not like a human paying attention to a voice speaking. It is something that is incorporated into the operation, the existence of the Earth, and they do not think of it as something to focus on. It is simply a part of what is.
So the Earth becomes just aware,
yes,
so to speak. Like, while we're talking, I'm aware of a very powerful energy moving through me, and probably other people on the line might have this same awareness, and it's not linear. It's not like a conversation or mental conversation, but it's an energy added, and that if someone's feeling that, I would suggest they're feeling the energy of the higher realms. Is that correct?
They may be also feeling the energy of Earth as
mm-hmm.
we focus upon that.
Mm-hmm. Like if we, on the call, like we do on Sundays, focus on the Earth, and we send energy to the Earth, and we surround the Earth in energy, on some level, she feels that. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, While we're talking right now, are we talking? We know the part of the Elohim, which is grace, is present. Correct?
That is correct.
And who is formulating the words to us right now? Is it the aspect of grace, or is it another aspect of the Elohim, or is it a collaboration?
We have touched several levels of Elohim. The section of grace, the section above grace, and the normal section of Elohim at a very high level that is lower frequency than grace, but still very high. And the formulation of the words comes about when the concepts are given. And then within Terry's framework and structure, it is incorporated into words. If there are words that exist that are known for what it is that is being relayed or conveyed.
Mm-hmm. And so if I was going to direct a question to grace, and I would say every single person on this call, and perhaps a far more number of that, would like to know how to invoke this energy of grace where things can happen for someone that are above the rules of the physical universe. Quick question, are synchronicities an aspect of grace?
Yes. Synchronicities are an aspect that grace uses, but they are also an aspect that the physical universe uses when one is thinking of focusing upon a topic. Then they tend to bring in the frequencies of that topic, and the frequencies then are the same as other certain things. So the individual is now focused upon certain frequencies and has more ability to observe. For instance, an individual driving down the street may not even notice that the other cars have license plates. But if the individual had just, say, gotten a new license plate and was focused upon, hey, you know, I have my name on the license plate, and might look around and suddenly have the synchronicity of seeing someone else with a name on their license plate, which would have been totally oblivious to him if he hadn't been focused in the area.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that on behalf of all the people on the line, I would like, if this would be worthwhile, and you can tell me if it is, maybe we could have the aspect of grace address us, and maybe even lead us in a meditation that could
it is
okay. Breaks me up to do this, so I guess I'll just push through. To lead us in a meditation right from the consciousness of grace that would help us access it.
Yes, we look from our standpoint as grace upon the individuals on the call, and we look broader than to the things that are affecting these individuals within their spirit of influence and environment. And so we do not just connect with the person. We connect with the influences, the environment, the things, the makeup of the network of ideas, the wholeness of the beliefs, the wholeness of the network, the nodes that make up an individual's environment and life and focus, moving in then to their innermost desires and wishes. And we make connection and align the environment and the outside with what it is that is wished from the inside. We are doing this as we are speaking with the group on the phone. It is always a free will thing that the individual needs to wish for, because we do not inflict ourselves upon anyone. But we are available. We are available to each and every one of you.
Thank you. Is there a way of asking for grace that's better than another way?
Knowing about grace is very helpful. There can be simply asking. There can be focusing, sending a vortex of energy from your hand, from your body, from your crown chakra, from your third eye. So sending a vortex of energy which focuses energy and focuses what it is you're asking and focuses it to us. And we then can focus back to you. It can take some getting used to, but focus is a big part of it. The more you can focus, and then focus on the higher dimension, we do not really have a place. We are at any place in a very high frequency. And if you just think of grace, the song Grace, Amazing Grace, it can help you to focus from a lower level and focus to us.
While you were saying that, I put my hands up vertically, and I did feel lots of energy coming in. Everybody might try that. Just put your hands up. You know, usually we put them towards each other. Put them up vertically and see if you can feel the energy of grace coming down.
You have within your hands a chakra in each hand, a chakra that can send energy and can receive energy. So if you are aware of sending energy through your hands, or then being open towards receiving energy through your hands, it is a good sending and receiving tool.
Okay. You know what? While we have Grace on the line, could we ask for Grace to give some help? Is this possible? Like, what would it take to get Grace to help with the methane leak in California?
We have been thinking of that, and Terry has been asking for that, as it is we went through a whole thought process there. The thought process went like this. In the environment right now, it is a dangerous leak. However, if it was kept or fixed, it would not be a dangerous leak, and it would not be dangerous right now. So the thought would be that the methane leak could be stopped, that the methane leak could be stopped very rapidly, that the individuals working on the methane leak could have unique strengths, unique thought processes that would cause them, allow them to be at a more super normal level towards fixing the leak. We see the problems, and there are problems with duplicating the danger, and it takes some changes in the physical universe to bring it under control in the astral, and to have it follow in the physical.
Thank you. Well, I think we're about to close today's show, and I really blew my opportunity here to play Amazing Grace. But
play it on Sunday.
Okay, we'll play it on Sunday. And we will thank you for sharing some of the secrets of Grace, and thank all of you who are listening in. And 7:54, I'm not supposed to end until 7:55. Let's see here, but 7:55. We can close the show. We'll unmute everybody. And
all callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
Beautiful energy.
Beautiful. Wow, thank you. That was great. I couldn't believe all the energy coming through.
Love light forever.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Grace.
Yeah, thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you so much, Terry. Awesome.
Yep. Great, Terry. Thank you. Thanks, Wynn.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
peace and love,
everybody. Much love.